the response. A solemn silence pervaded the assembly as Ellen White made her way to a chair. Elder Irwin stepped forward and said in response, "These are certainly very plain words that we have listened to, and it seems to me they come in very timely, right in the commencement of our conference. We notice the burden of the testimony was reorganization. This must first begin with us as individuals, and I trust that it may begin in each heart. I, for one, want to accept the testimony that has been born, and I want that work of reorganization and regeneration to be not only begun, but completed, in my life. I am glad that these words were spoken right now." What took place next came as no surprise to the president.
A. G. Daniels, a man of 43 years of age and in his prime, who for the past 13 years had served in New Zealand and Australia, now asked for the floor.
He walked down to the front of the tabernacle, mounted the stairs, and stepped up to the desk. He told of the meeting held in the college library the preceding day, at which Ellen White had given similar counsel. He declared, "We all feel that our only safety lies in obedience, in following our great leader. We feel that we should begin at the very beginning of this work at this meeting, and just as nearly as we know how, build on his foundation." Then he offered the following comprehensive motion.
"I move that the usual rules and precedents for arranging and transacting the business of the conference be suspended, and that a general committee be hereby appointed, to consist of the following persons: the presidents and secretaries of the General Conference, of the General Conference Association, of the European and Australasian Union Conferences, of the Review and Herald, Pacific Press, and Echo Publishing Companies, of the Foreign Mission Board, Medical Missionary and Benevolent Association, of Battle Creek, Heldsburg, and Union Colleges, and the following named persons: J. N. Loughborough, S. N. Haskell, A. T. Jones, W. W. Prescott, and such other persons as may be necessary to represent the important enterprises and interests connected with the work of the Seventh-day Adventists throughout the world, the same to be named by the committee when organized, and this committee to constitute a general or central committee,
which shall do such work as necessarily must be done in forwarding the work of the conference, and preparing the business to bring before the delegates." Elder Daniels confidently predicted that if we step out boldly to follow the light that He, God, gives us, whether we can see clear through to the end or not, if we walk in the light we have, go just as far as we can today, God will give us further light, He will bring us out of bondage into glorious liberty. In his closing remarks, he expressed appreciation for the fact that we have a definite, certain voice to speak to us. The delegates then entered upon an earnest discussion of the proposal before them. When there seemed to be an overcautious attitude, Ellen White arose and urged that no one block what was being proposed. After a season of prayer, the matter was placed before the assembly, and after further discussion and the answering of questions, the chair put the matter to a vote. The record is that it was carried unanimously, IBID 29. Changes had been called for by the Lord. Changes had to be made. Steps must be taken that would distribute responsibilities to leaders near where the work was being done.